Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here we go with another edition of Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday at this time. Now, if you were watching my television cooking segment this past week, every Wednesday morning around 9:30, I cook on TV, you saw something rather interesting happen. We blew up all the circuits. With what we were doing on TV, I thought for the final week of Lent that it would be a good idea to do some seafood recipes on TV. And I thought, hey, let's do them in air fryers. That's all the rage right now. I've become actually a big fan of air fryers. I've talked about that here on the radio as well. And so we had, because I wanted to do several different things, I actually had three air fryers going at the same time. Now, you would think that a major market television station with, literally 100 lights hanging from the ceiling and all kinds of electronics that power said station would be able to handle a few air fryers that were plugged in. And what was I doing? I was air frying some shrimp. I was air frying some crab cakes, made some crab cakes and had them in the air fryer. And I was air frying some tuna, a tuna steak, and a swordfish steak. And then suddenly everything stopped. I mean, we didn't, the station didn't blow off the air or anything like that. But the circuits that were controlling these air fryers all blew at the same time. And now suddenly, I'm supposed to go on the air in, 3 minutes or something like that, 5 minutes. And my food's not cooking. The food is not, it's in the air fryer. It's partially cooked, but it's not completely cooked because the air fryers went down. So here's a lesson for you kids from Uncle Dean. Probably not a good idea to be using lots of different appliances at the same time. Our stagehand staff, our engineers, all the technical people, they ran in at the last minute, to try to get things, right. They plugged things in different places. Apparently we had too many plugs going in the same place. It's not something that I did. I wouldn't have known any better either, but it turns out that somebody else set that up wrong. So what we wound up with on my cooking segment from this past week was half done shrimp, half done crab cakes, half done tuna and swordfish steaks. So I was able to kind of explain in theory what you should do, but I wasn't able to actually demonstrate it for you the way that I wanted to. But it's still a great way, some air-fried shrimp, salt, pepper. What else did I put on? I put some, bay seasoning was fantastic. It gives it such a wonderful flavor. And then they, get as big a shrimp as you possibly can because they do shrink down when you air fry them. You cook them in theory for about 10 minutes at about 400 degrees in the air fryer, and they come out crispy. They're nice and moist in the middle and crispy on the outside. I'm a big fan of that. The crab cakes, if things had gone right, they started to look really beautiful. I started off with some fresh crab meat and put in some egg and some mayonnaise and some chopped red peppers, some chopped green onions, and formed those into patties, put them in the air fryer, and they started off just fine. I wish we would have been able to finish them because I really had a taste for crab cakes that day. the tuna steak and the swordfish, salt, pepper, lemon, really simple and, you know, simple to do in the air fryer, but, you know, they didn't quite get cooked the way they should. And I didn't want to mess around with half-cooked seafood. So, you know, we were only able to demonstrate that to you. This coming Wednesday on my TV food segment, we're getting ready for Easter dinner. And we are going to, it's going to be one of two things. It's going to be me experimenting with my new Instapot. I've taken a bold step into the 21st century by getting an Instapot. So if I can figure out how to use it without blowing up the TV station, I will show you my recipe for doing an Easter ham in the Instant Pot or, you know, electronic pressurized cooker. There are lots of different brands that are out right now. If I'm not able to figure out how to use the Instapot between now and Wednesday, I'm going to go back to my mom's old slow cooker, which I have my doubts whether that's going to set the station on fire or not, because it's from the 1970s. And I'm just, you know, concerned about how much longer this old girl is going to continue to run properly. But I have made Easter ham in it before with brown sugar and maple syrup and some cloves and pineapple juice. And it simmers in the slow cooker for about 6 hours, and it's absolutely delicious. So one way or the other, I'm going to do some Easter ham on television this coming week on the morning show, 9:30 in the morning on Wednesday morning. Now, some of you may say, Dean, why bother? Just go out. Just order some food out for the holiday. And I know a lot of you, you know, might be interested in doing that. And that's where we check in with Jason Lesnovich. Jason is with Choose Chicago, the director of cultural tourism there. And Jason, very nice to have you with us today on WGN. Welcome.
Thank you, Dean. Happy to be here. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So you put out something great on the Choose Chicago site this week, and it's all kinds of recommendations of places to go for Easter brunch or Passover specials that people can take advantage of.
Yeah, you know, if you don't want to cook, and, you know, part of the holidays is, you know, definitely cooking for your family, but our restaurants do a great job at offering to-go meals, meal kits. Now there's dine-in options, of course, for Easter brunch and dinner. And, of course, some of our Passover specials are still being offered through April 4th.
Yeah, so talk to me. Let's start off with the Passover specials because, you know, this is, you know, there are very specific foods which are, you know, part of Passover seders or dinners. You know, they include a lamb shank bone. They include a roasted egg. They include some bitter herbs like a horseradish, for example, or a green vegetable. Usually it's parsley, the unleavened bread. You know, that's where your matzah comes in. Gefilte fish is very traditional. Matzo ball soup, very traditional. Where are some of the places that people can go to partake?
Yeah, some of the Passover specials that are still being offered this week, because some on our website we're only offering, you know, Seder specials. So, but there are some for Passover this week. Of course, the very famous Manny's Cafeteria down in the South Loop has a variety of food you can pick up or have delivered. Your gefilte fish, roast a brisket dinner, your kishka chopped liver, all that good stuff. So Manny's is a great option. The 70-year-old deli in Lakeview called The Bagel has your traditional Passover menu that you can order for takeout as well. So there's a lot of good options. There's a vegan deli in Uptown called Sam and Gerda's. And so there's a lot of great options. The Goddess and Grocery as well. You can pick up at all three of their locations in Bucktown, River North, or the Gold Coast. So those are some of the great options in terms of your kind of your deli options that have those Passover menus, those traditional foods that you're talking about.
Right, right. Now, status-wise of being able to dine in at some of these places, are most of these places takeout only at this point, or are we looking at limited capacity in some places if people want to, you know, take the family and go out?
Yeah, all of our restaurants will be out. If they have dine-in options, they are all going to be operating at 50% capacity. So if there are dine-in options, and not every restaurant is doing dine-in, you know, you always want to make a reservation because of those limited capacities. But yes, our restaurants are open for dine-in. You know, some will have outdoor dining still, either heated patios or tents. So there are some dine-in or outside or dine-in options. And then a lot of places are offering most of their menu for takeout or delivery as well. So you have all three options.
Yeah, and I think the weather's supposed to be nice this week. So, you know, some outdoor dining definitely might be in order this week with, you know, temperatures approaching 70 degrees, at least on a couple of days, I believe,
for the coming weekend. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, can't beat that. I mean, you know, as somebody representing the city of Chicago, you know, choose Chicago, you've got to be delighted when the weather is nice and people can get out and enjoy, you know, some of Chicago after being shut in for the last year.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's spring break this week for CPS families. I think spring break ended up ending this weekend for most of the suburban families. But, yeah, we always encourage you to come into the city, explore. Our museums are open. Our attractions are opening up. So we are reopening very responsibly. You know, our health department making sure that all of our restaurants, attractions, museums are following the guidelines. And, you know, we hope you do come out and enjoy the spring weather and, you know, take a river cruise, explore the city, a new neighborhood. So, yes, we definitely want you to come out and enjoy dining. You know, it's a great time for the holidays. Restaurant week is going on right now through April 4th. So many great dinner options for you.
Yeah, I wondered about the river walk and about the cruises that go up and down the lake. Then my question, at least about the cruises, got answered this morning. You know, we're right at 303 East Wacker in Columbus downtown. We have a beautiful view of the river, and I see the boats going up and down the river, and lots of people sitting there. It looks like they're getting, you know, tours, maybe architectural tours and, you know, things like that. But it seems like business as usual, not quite as busy as it's been in years past, but people are definitely out there.
Yeah, you know, and absolutely. We want people to come out. You know, we want people to be safe. And that's why our hospitality industry is supported by the health department. We wouldn't reopen. They wouldn't reopen if, you know, the guidelines weren't in place and they didn't trust our restaurants, our attractions, and so forth. And the river cruises are running. A couple companies more will come online. And, you know, some of them will even offer Easter brunch, you know, cruise down the river, take in that beautiful architecture. Our architecture river cruises are always rated one of the number one tours in the world. So it's one of the best tours. I take all my guests on the architectural river cruises.
Same with me. If you've got people in from out of town, the architecture cruises are, you know, top of list of things to see in Chicago. I enjoy going on them. You know, I'm a lifelong resident, and I learn something new every time I go on there. So, you know, it's not just for people from out of town. That's for sure. All right. So let's talk about going out for Easter. You also have on your site, choosechicago.com. And then if you go to dining, there are things you can click on to get to where to dine on Easter Sunday in Chicago. But you've also got a list of some ideas of places to go for brunch and dinner, right?
Absolutely. You know, obviously Easter brunch is very popular. And so our options, you know, range from Michelin-starred restaurants for takeout, your traditional Easter buffets, and then, you know, some of the family options as well. So we'd really try to give you multiple options. From Alinea is offering some great pickup or takeout for their Easter menu, Sepia in the West Loop. But then, you know, some of those great brunch places, Pearl's Place, kind of Southern cooking from Bronzeville, has their Easter buffet for takeout. ABBA in the West Loop on Fulton Market has their Easter to-go meal kit. So you pick it up, you know, if you're having family over, everything is kind of there. You just warm it up and you're ready to go. So there's a lot of great options. Prime and Provisions right there on the river as well will be having dine indoor or outdoors, and they have their grand Easter buffet as well. So there's a lot of great options. I definitely want to mention Hornblower Cruises. We just talked about the cruises, but, you know, plated meal, beautiful views of the city. It's a great way to go.
I was just looking at the list, and I noticed a place for Easter brunch called, wait, let me find it now, I've lost it. Andros Taverna. Apparently a new Greek-inspired restaurant in Logan Square. I hadn't heard of this before, but it looks like they're offering for Easter Sunday spit-roasted lamb, artichoke avgolemono soup. It's the egg lemon soup and a crispy catifa cheese pie, which sounds really delicious. But, you know, this is a good idea, or any of the Greek restaurants in Greektown, my favorite in Lincolnwood, Psisteria restaurant. I mean, any of the Greek restaurants. Greek Easter this year, the Eastern Orthodox Easter, is not until May 2nd. So it's really late this year, so which means that the Greek restaurants are, you know, going to be up and running for Easter. And you shouldn't have any trouble getting into any of these restaurants. Or most people doing a pickup, do you think, Jason?
I would say a good, you know, if you, the meal kits are definitely, you know, pickup. They're meant to be, you know, served at home. There will be dine-in options for sure. Batter and Berries is having a great Easter brunch. I mentioned Prime and Provisions. Cafe Babariba, you know, we talked about Greek, but if you want to take a Spanish twist on Easter brunch, they'll be having dine-in. So, but some of those Michelin-starred restaurants, I mentioned Alinea and Sepia, those are for takeout, their menus. Yeah,
Cafe Babariba, I'm seeing in your post here, offering a special Easter Sunday package for $245. And the food at Babariba is so good. I can only imagine. I've never been to a brunch there, but I can only imagine how great it is just based on how great the food is there normally.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, one of the standards there in Lincoln Park, for sure.
Yeah, and I love that you've also listed the original Rainbow Cone as one of your Easter choices. And I guess it makes sense. You know, people are always looking for special desserts for Easter. What's going on with Rainbow for Easter?
Yeah, they're doing their ice cream cake made with their 5 signature flavors. You know, that's a very specific cone that you get there. And so this will be an ice cream cake made with their chocolate, strawberry, Palmer House, pistachio, and orange sherbet, of course, is the 5 great rainbow cone flavors. So if you want, you know, pick up your cake if you're having people over, or even, you know, kind of having a meal virtually with your family, it's a great option for dessert.
Oh my!
Unique option, I would say.
Kidding me? Rainbow cone. You know, any occasion is made better by some rainbow ice cream. But
absolutely,
a whole rainbow cake. And I understand these cakes, they're topping them with Peeps and candy eggs on top of it, just to make it even more festive. So that sounds like fun. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, the kinds of other things that which are available to people, Easter or otherwise. You know, people are, you know, just beginning to come out. They're a little skeptical. I mean, is it best to go to your site to see what's available and what's open? Or is there an easy way to kind of check around and see what's open and what's available?
You know, I always suggest our website, choosechicago.com. It's a great planning tool for locals, for our suburban friends, for visitors from out of town. We really try to make the planning process as easy as possible. So we'll have content. One of our highest rated content is just called What's Open. And if you are planning and you want to do go out, we want to make it as easy as possible for you to explore. And so that What's Open content, it'll be broken down by restaurants, by museums, attractions, and it really will give you everything that's open and what there is to do. From our museums, our large museums have opened up. Some of our attractions have opened up, like 360 Chicago, the observation deck there at the old John Hancock Center. I think they go by their address now, Dean, 875 North Michigan. But we have our events calendar up there for any in-person events or virtual events. So, you know, our website is a great tool for if you're thinking about going out. We try to gather as much information as possible, similar to how we did this content on Passover and Easter brunch. We want to make it easy for you, so there's one stop for you.
Yeah, I mean, complete with you know, all kinds of suggestions and maps, so you can see what is near you or near where you are going to be. What about some outdoor options? What are things, you know, people definitely feeling much more comfortable about being outside right now, and especially with the weather that's going to be, you know, kind of nice this coming week. What are some outdoor things to do?
Well, we'll have our content on all your outdoor dining options, so that's covered there. But, you know, our lakefront is open now. Our lakefront trail, you can take a bike ride, you can rent bikes, you can do the divvy. The 606 is open, so some of those recreation options are coming on. The Riverwalk is open. You can, you know, take your stroll around the Riverwalk. Millennium Park is open. Now, you can't go right up to the Bean and touch it, but, you know, our parks are open. They're a great way to socially distance and get out there. You know, some of those other attractions around kind of urban recreation will open up a little bit later as the weather gets a little warmer, but, you know, pretty much the lakefront, our parks are all open. So the weather's going to be nice. It's spring break. You know, bring the kids downtown, hit a museum or explore a new neighborhood.
Yeah, lots to do.
Lots of great things to do.
Yeah, yep, lots absolutely. Of great things to do, and you can learn all about it at choosechicago.com. Scout around their site a little bit and learn all that they have to offer to you. Jason Lesnovich, appreciate you joining us today and bringing us up to date on things to do in the Chicago area. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Dean. You have a good day.